Episode Sweet 16.
You're listening to Comedy Forecast. Comedy in 4 minutes or less.
Today's skit centers around the construction of an office building. And if you work in an office building, then I have a possible podcast suggestion for you. It's Andrew's Working Podcast. Andrew invites input from working people around the world, and they give it to him. A warning, this podcast can sometimes be a little mature, but if you're interested, check the show notes over at my site at comedyforecast.com, and remember, that's with the number 4. Once again, thank you for the votes over at Podcast Alley, and now, on to the comedy.
Okay, Joe, what's the good word?
Well, Bill, it's an impressive-looking building you guys have constructed here, but as you know, I have a pretty extensive checklist of things I like to inspect before I give the okay for occupancy.
You're the best, Joe.
Uh-huh. Well, here's what I found. When I press the elevator button, the door is sometimes opened without either the up or down light above the door lighting up. Was it going up? Was it going down? I didn't have a clue what was going to happen when I stepped in. Next, all the electrical outlets are just beyond the reach of a standard cord, and you put them where they'll get hidden behind file cabinets. Not only that, the computer and phone junction boxes in each cube are low to the ground, tucked into dark corners, and the connectors are labeled with colors. No words, just colors. Is the one for the phone white or fuchsia? Each of the restrooms has at least one leaky sink. Also, you're using those faucets where you need to push down the knob. The water turned off every time I let go of the knob, so how was I supposed to rinse my hands? Of course, that's assuming I could get any soap, since it looks like there's a little bit left in the dispenser, but nothing comes out. And then, the paper towel dispenser spilled out 15 towels every time I tried to get just one. And where did the other 14 towels go? Right into the sink! And Bill, no one ever takes anything out of the sink. You have a sign out in front that says, please use revolving door. But that door's been locked every time I've been by. The parking lot was constructed to be 2 cars wide and 900 cars long. It takes 45 minutes to walk to the building from the farthest spot. And somehow you managed to make it uphill both ways. And speaking of the parking lot, half the water from the lawn sprinklers comes down on that blacktop instead of the grass. Zone 5 in the building is too cold. Zone 6 is too hot. The cube walls are too low. The lighting's too bright. The storage closets are too small. I gotta tell you, Bill, this place is a total mess.
I see. Well then. Good to go?
Oh, heck yeah. You'll keep my brother's maintenance company in business for years. See you at the lodge?
You got it.
No, actually, I was kidding. The building offends me to the depth of my soul. Take it down, boys! That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.